This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everybody. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at
podcasting.isfullofcrap.com.
And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here. But it's Saturday. And on Saturdays, we do this crazy little thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. And then the magic happens. Anyway, this is the 51st Weekly Challenge. What you're hearing in the background right now is the music bed composed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. I like it. Let's roll around in the sheets of music until the sun goes down. The topic was selected by Mineta of Squirrel Bait. Location, location, location. We got 10 stories this week. We are back in the high life. We are back in double digits. Welcome back, everybody. I miss you. Which story goes first? That's the most important question every week. And the answer is the winner from last week. That's Tom from Footnote and Bigbury and the tiny pump house on the hill. Tom, tell me a story.
Hello, night people. This is Tom. And I would like to announce a new feed we at Footnote are launching this month. Booksandmusic.libsyn.com. Interviews with pod authors and music from my vinyl LP and 45 collection. And now, on to the story, already in progress. Location, 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 screamed the realtor. The wind ripped her words and pulled them up the teetering, bouldered cliff. What? Cried Brian, his voice drowned out by the pounding surf. Weakly, she extended arms, pointing at the mountain above and ocean below. The subdivision's called Tsunami Estates. This doesn't instill confidence, yelled Brian. What's in a name? Smiled the realtor. And the San Andreas fault line over there? Dormant. Brush fires. Smell that ocean air. See the eroding seawall. Did you know that this lot is directly above Sharon Stone's hot tub? Sold. Yelled Brian, dodging the cascading boulders.
And you leave on your own, and you go home, and you cry, and you want to die.
Thank you, Tom, from Footnote. You may not have a silent four in your name, but you have a song in your heart. How do we know this? Have we heard it? Smelled it? Felt it? We just know. The text from Tom's story, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location, location, location of those show notes? They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, but without that stupid flange and echo effect. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things they do in their free time. Speaking of free time, no rookies had any free time for us. Leaving the big kids in the sandbox. Let's go kick some sand in faces. I'm going to play them in the order that I received them. And first up is the man of the hour. If the broken clock is right twice a day, that's Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. Swing it!
Hi, everybody. It's your old pal Caleb here from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. Got a 100-word complaint, really, about last week's April Fool's prank. I guess you could call this thing three locations. When I wake up on Saturday, the first thing I do is root around for some mail or anything with an address that can show me my location. Then I sneak out. After a cab home and quick Keith Richards transfusion to sober up, I sit and wait for the weekly challenge. I won't leave that location until the weekly challenge is on my iPod. Once it's been downloaded, I take the bus to my special listening location. the grocery store. I just can't shop without hearing all these wonderful stories. When there is no weekly challenge, I go hungry.
Ah, toujours femme de toi, Monsieur Bullen. I do so humbly apologize for my little plank. I'm so sorry. Ah, oh, suck it up. That was Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. Thank you, Caleb. Next up is Guy David from the 16th, from GuyDavid.com, from that electronica pod. Music. The man breathes music. He sweats music. If you lick him like a toad, you will experience music. And so, here's his story.
Well, hi there. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and this is my story for today. Rodney hated his boss, Mr. Miller. He hated his over-ironed shirt, and he hated the way he would say real estate, location, 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 meaning buy some undisturbed part of the city and build the biggest, ugliest shopping mall on it. Then Rodney got fired. Rodney got his revenge though. He forged some papers, and based on those, the company purchased some lands on the name of Mr. Miller. When the big boss found out, Mr. Miller was fired immediately. After all, no one wants to invest in a place like Lithium, Missouri, where the sign reads Population Zero.
Ah, good old Population Zero. I was actually thinking about creating a website and a story based on that, where no one was in the story. The entire plot was based on tumbleweeds and things falling apart. Sort of like The Fountainhead without all the aristocrats and smart people. Thank you, Guy David. Next up is Liana from Hodgepodge Point. If you checked out the last Hodgepodge Point, the latest, you would have caught a bonus story from yours truly. So don't just check her out for the bird stories and for her poetry. I might show up there. And you love me, don't you? You truly, deeply love me. And you should love Liana too, because here's her story.
Guess who? What? You don't know me by now? Well, here at Hodgepodge Point, I sometimes give an everyday story about my life, and here's one for you. Before I was married, my last name was Browning. After marriage, it turned to Brown, so I hacked off the ING. When I tried a We're Cousins joke on the Michigan DMV lady, she physically showed signs of being weirded out. So for this week's challenge number 51, Location, 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 my story titled Home Sweet Purchase is performed by myself and my darling husband.
Ma, I ain't feeling quite right about taking this here land from that city man.
Don't matter no more, Pa. Man's got his own fancy house. Ain't no need for this place.
Still not right. Downright cheap for such a nice location. Got our own pond and everything.
That man took our livestock fair and square. And now we're out from under that sinking farm.
Funny him turning all white when our goat took a liking to him, in the friendly kind of manner.
Take that dirty talk outside. While you're out, fetch one of them swamp critters for supper.
Swamp critter. It's what's for dinner. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to go to Swamp Critter, McSwamp Critters over there. Texas Fried Swamp Critter is right down the street. Good stuff. Good eating. And you know what? The kids' meal? You get a free claw. Thank you, Liana from Hodgepodge Point, and Mr. Liana for chipping in there. One of these days I'm going to get my wife to help me out with a voice here. But until then, all of you are my voices. You are all the voices in my head. Sometimes you're the voices in my feet, which is why I walk down the street screaming at my shoes. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? It's Terrence from Never Was, but here he is, so here he goes.
Hello, and welcome to my entry into Lawrence Simon's 51st weekly challenge. But before I get to my story, I'd like to just say I'm very sad to see the midget go. And I'd like to start up a campaign and encourage all the writers of the 100-word stories to call on to Lawrence to keep the midget. Yes, we know he's getting a little old and he may not perform as he used to, but that's no reason just to throw him aside. So, Lawrence, I call on you. We want the midget. Raoul followed his father and the agent into the hall. The roof looked to be made of bone and dripped something that burned his skin. His father walked over to the window, looked out, and shook his head. The agent led them into a vast field of reeds that blew gently in the breeze. Again, his father shook his head. They walked until they came to a vast cave filled with flames. Raoul's father reached through an opening on the far side. After a moment, he returned with a contract, signed in blood. He smiled and said, "Location, location, location." The last time I got around to recording a 100-word story for Lawrence and the weekly challenge, I sent a challenge out to all the other writers to write an exactly 100-word story, and apparently, because of the lack of Lawrence having rules for the podcast, that I got a few replies that everybody thought it was that way. So as it turns out, it's not really a challenge. So this week, I'd like to issue another challenge. So next week, my challenge is for everybody to continue their story from this week with next week's topic. If you've been listening to my stories, then you would know that so far all of my stories have involved the same character, a strange man who's named Raoul. So next week I hope to hear the continuation of the stories from this week.
Well, thank you for laying down the gauntlet, Terrence. We'll see if everyone can hold up to that. Although, you're going to find out that Planet Z kind of might have some problems with that. That was Terrence from the Never Was podcast, as he always is. Next up is Maneda from Squirrelbait. Maneda picked the topic this week, and this is what he crafted with it.
Hey everybody, it's Maneda from the Squirrelbait podcast with a 100-word story about location, location, location. I get to go to the Running of the Bulls in a couple months in Pamplona, so I thought I'd try to work that in into this week's story. You know that old cliche, another day, another dollar? Well, it certainly applies to me. I took the first job I could get right out of college, and for the first few months, I hated it with a passion. Traveling insurance salesman. It doesn't sound very glamorous, I know. Especially when they transferred me to a different region. Northern Spain? Seriously? I didn't even know any Spanish. But hey, it worked out great. Now I'm raking in the money, and I only work one day every year. July 7th, in Pamplona. You know that other old cliche, location, location, location. Andale!
Thank you, Maneda. It's just, I've got a call coming in on my banana phone. I gotta take it right now. So you can check out more from Maneda at Squirrelbait. Next up, can you still hear me? It's Chris from Platypus Society. So take it away, Chris. I'm just going to take care of this call here. All right? Hope you don't mind. All right, I'll see y'all in a little bit.
8 innings in, the annual Springfield Methodist father-son baseball game is still tied 0-0. It's getting very interesting, though. Terry Jarvis, the dad's reliable lefty, just loaded the bases on 3 straight walks. Who's up next for the Suns? None other than Terry's boy, Steven. Terry looks into the catcher for the sign, shakes off the curveball, going with the fastball. It's slowed a bit in the later innings, but his pitch location has been remarkable. The windup and the pitch. Nailed him in the temple! Little shit should know not to crowd the plate.
Whoa! Family love, isn't it wonderful? Okay, folks, I've been given a theme music here to represent the Smiths, because from now on they're all going to come at once. They're coming right at you like a tsunami of madness. So here, let's just play the music here. I've heard this before. Folks, I don't know what to tell you. Whatever. If you can't do, steal. Anyway, here comes the first of the Smiths, and it is Ted from Ted's Podcast.
Yeah, I'm wearing glasses for the first time in my life. Yeah, I can see, but my brain's all screwy. Hi. This is Ted. And this is my submission for this week's 100-word story. Location, location, location. I still remember being that awkward teenager, and the day my father proudly called me into his office to discuss the birds and the bees. Son, take this. Put it in your wallet and keep it there. You never know when the opportunity might arise, and you're always better safe than sorry. But why? I asked. Just keep it there, he said. I took his advice. Don't ever take a father's advice. I should have known better than to listen to that fool 17 children later. And I still have that Trojan in my wallet. A lot of good it did.
Baby, stop your crying. Stop your crying. I just can't stand this anymore. Though the times are trying, it's time your little eyes were drying. Mommy's gone, she don't live here no more.
Thank you, Ted. Next from the Smith family is none other than Tom with a silent four in his name. Unlike Tom who won last week and went first. Okay, I'm getting messages here. So I'm going to go check my messages while you listen to Tom from the Stuffcast.
Hi there. This is Tom from the Stuffcast. And yeah, okay, so Stuffcast is just a repository for the stories I present here. But hey, I'm a busy guy. I teach middle school, alright? Eighth graders. Enough said. Okay, so here is this week's 100-word story. Location. Location, location. The North American Grizzly. Not a creature to be taken lightly. Bob, Fred, and Julio's vacation expedition in the Northwest held a mix of excitement and nervousness in their pursuit of the giant beast. The plan was to approach them slowly and be as non-threatening as possible. Carelessness can get you eaten. The expedition began early in the morning and was uneventful for most of the trip. As the day progressed, Bob began to doubt if this whole trip made any sense. The reality was that in terms of location, the choice of downtown Seattle was indeed a poor one.
Okay. We're surviving here. We're surviving the madness of the Smiths. We're just about to break through with Patty, Smitty Gal. Okay, I've got my seatbelt on. I've got my helmet on. I'm ready, Mommy. Here we go.
Hey, it's Smitty Gal here with weekly challenge number 51, location, location, location. This is my submission, a story called Round Midnight on the Wrong Side of the Tracks. When she entered through the double doors, the bartender knew it was 11:35. He filled a glass with ice and started pouring before she was seated at the bar. "Vodka tonic," she said.
"How's it, Nellie?"
he asked. Checking her reflection in the mirror behind the bar, she absent-mindedly smoothed her eyebrows with her left ring finger. "It goes," she sighed. He handed her the drink and began to make her another one. "One more, Eddie," she said after the first sip. The bar wasn't in the nicest part of town, but the drinks were cheap, and Eddie never gave her any shit.
Wow. That's got a feeling to it. Thank you very much, Patty. The madness of the Smiths is over for the week, and that leaves us with just one more story. We all know who it's going to be, but due to legal reasons, he's recently changed his name. He is now shaped like an unpronounceable symbol, and he shall be referred to as the artist formerly known as Planet Z. Let's hear what he's got for us.
I wake up in the street, face down in a pool of blood. Must call my cell phone. Pushing buttons. 911. A soothing voice comes over the line.
"What is your location?"
The words stick in my throat. Try to choke them out. Try to say Smithlands, but all that comes out is a raspy croak.
"I'm sorry, that is not a location I'm familiar with. What is your location?"
I know I'm running out of time, but...
"What is your location?"
It's just a recording. It can't help me. But it's just so comforting.
Goodbye.
And there you have it. That's 11 stories about location, location, location. Thanks to everyone who put the motion on the lotion and sent in their stories this week to be a part of this weekly challenge. Which one was the best? You tell me. Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 52nd weekly challenge, that first anniversary, special-tacular, and they're going to pick the topic for the 53rd. And they win official 100-word stories podcast refrigerator magnets. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out the show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they sent. By the way, that first anniversary special-tacular, there's going to be a big prize for that. So if you've been sitting on the sidelines for a while, get your butt in gear. And it may not just be the geeklabel.com or whatever that site gift certificate. I may throw in more. There's also going to be up on the site archives of my very own 100-word stories. There's over 1,000 episodes, folks. Me, Allison, everyone. Caleb. Lyanna, everyone's thrown in a few here and there. You like writing 100-word stories? Try out the site 100words.com. It's kind of fun, and I think they're working on their own podcast soon. So it's going to be co-opetition, not rivals, because I write for that site too. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Podcast Ready site. And as I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Also, one last thing. The Center for 100-Word Stories in Second Life is Matzahenge. You can find them at Soho Island. We'll be back tomorrow with another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln. And next week, it'll be another weekly challenge. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for listening. Your golden heart. And as always, keep it brief.
closing.